What you doing on the AC, and this is Otaku News Reviews. I'm talking about the last chapter of Fabricant 100 by Daisuke Noshima, Chapter 36, Fulfilled Agreement. This chapter came out on September 3rd, 2023, and to the end, this is a typical 19 pages. That's right, the manga finally ended after so many threats of being axed, and it seems like from the very beginning that's what most people were focusing on, unfortunately. It finally happened. So a lot of my thoughts and comments are more about my feelings towards it overall as a manga. Really, for this last chapter, there's not that much that's gone into it. They didn't even give it a few extra pages or anything. They didn't give it like a nice, cool last chapter title page or anything. It kind of really just ends, which is unfortunate because I really like the manga. But let me at least start with talking about what happens in this chapter. So 100 has realized the truth that the doctor just wanted to revive the people from the island and make them more impervious to war. What apparently the Fabricants were really lacking, and we kind of understood this in earlier chapters, was that they were just missing the heart like the islanders. And like was also brought up before, the doctor did not have this same kind of heart, so he couldn't give it. The same reason why 100 couldn't really give a heart or stuff like that, and why number 99 was kind of more vicious, more, you know, just out of it. It's, yeah, number one doesn't have it, the doctor didn't have it. And to be the ideal human, they need this heart. Of course, number one does not accept this, so 100 decides to self-sacrifice and burn both of them. Kind of just jumps off this tower, really long spiral staircase, and compares this action to like Ashibi's heart of self-sacrificing to prevent others' pain. And while they're falling, Ashibi sees 100 and one, and while he's going up the staircase, I guess, to get them. And the scene, a little bit emotional. At this point, maybe it's just me, I kind of lost all the enthusiasm for it. So at this point, it's so rushed that, yeah, I can see it being a bit emotional. It is kind of a little sad, but it's kind of lost. But at this end, for 100, 100 admits doing it for herself, to be the ideal human, and then see some kind of mysterious light figure reaching out. Don't know what that is. Can't even really guess what that is. Maybe it's the spirit of Saya, maybe it's the spirit of the ideals, of the doctor, who knows, but that's it, that's the end of 100. And then we cut to 3 years later, Ashibi's grown up, Luca, Hugo, Kaguya, and Mimin come over. The Bops was too busy breaking up Mort safe because apparently, going back, the Five Stars beat the rest of the Fabricants that were attacking Mort safe, and then over the next 2 years, they managed to hunt down the rest of them, and since one's not there, and that's it. That it all really is over. So they're gathered around a table. There's a chair for Yako left out because sadly Ashibi lost her. And he's also a little sad for 100 because they did spend a lot of time together and they did so much to fulfill Ashibi's revenge. But after all that, he's more peaceful now. He's, you know, older, more mature. And he's come to realize, thanks to Ayako, that he doesn't want anyone else to be sad because over his death. So no more self-sacrificing. He's healing. He's doing that. And to end it all, it's his 18th birthday. He finally is old enough for 100 to take him. Too bad 100's gone. I don't know. But also, it makes me think, because he's finally 18 and his like blood is supposed to be the most potent now that he's matured and an adult, could he maybe get his healing back? Of course, we won't see that because it is the end of the series. But another little thought, and it's like there's conflicting like ideologies. And I complained about it before. Like there was so much talk about self-sacrifice and it kind of annoyed me. And just like it dragged on. And it still apparently lasted to the very end. But Ashibi finally saw more of Yaku's part while, you know, Fabricant 100 leaned more to like Ashibi's way of thinking. So there, I'm not saying it's like, oh, the whole moral is off, but it's like, okay, it's kind of makes sense. It's everyone taking their own steps to their own more personal ideal way to live or die, I guess. But the series over. The title, like I always like to point out, self-explanatory, fulfilled agreement, their deal is done. All the Fabricants are dead, thanks to 100's actions, even though technically 100 didn't beat all the fabricants. There were still apparently plenty left that had... It took 2 years to get the rest of them, but... Yeah, it's over, and... I don't know, I can go... I have so many thoughts, and I thought about doing a separate video, but... I just want the series to be over, which meaning my own series of this. It's the first series I did a weekly manga review on, and I was so excited. I was so glad this was the one, and it kind of got weird. And I it's weird to be like, where did it go wrong? Because did it go wrong? It's the nature of, I don't want to like throw shit at Weekly Shonen Jump, but it's the nature of it. You have to get a lot of attention at first. You need to go, and it needs to be popular. And I feel like the story, the concept, everything was there, but for some reason it just didn't get the audience. And I can only think it is more of a mature story, even though the main character is a kid, and maybe it just didn't grab the attention of like the younger audience like Weekly Shonen Jump is supposed to do, even though at this point it is a lot more mature audience, but maybe it's not. I kind of see that Fabricant 100 to kind of prove that point. It was near the bottom of rankings for so long. It kept getting little jumps. But in the end, what I think really did it is the fact that it did change. I felt like if it stayed more in the tone and the style it was going at, it would like eventually rose. And I don't think it gave it a chance, be it the Japanese editing process, because it really took this like more shonen typical fighting route with giving like them more obvious powers instead of just like, you know, better body parts. Like their body parts are just naturally better, and it's like, okay, well now they have specific powers. They're not Shiba can use his blood. Now they have like attack names and all these weird techniques that you would see in any other shonen fighting manga, and I think that's where it really lost it. And it's disappointing. It just didn't have the time it needed to really grow. And I didn't expect this to be a long series. I was hoping 100 chapters, there you go. Because it's Fabricant 100. But there were 100 fabricants. You could potentially do that. Even if they didn't personally see every single 100 of the fabricants, 100 chapters, you know, some of the arcs being a little longer, more fleshed out, more backstory, not everything so crammed together at the end. But I don't know. There's a lot we could talk about, and hey, if you want to talk about more, I'm happy to talk about the series overall, and maybe we have conflicting opinions, whatever it is. But before I leave off, I do want to say, you know, like some thanks. Thank you, Daisuke Nishima, for making this series. It had so much more potential. I don't know whose fault. I don't want to blame anyone, but I feel like you had a vision that maybe others impeded on, and I wish we could have saw more. Okay. And then just on the English side, thanks to Jan Mitsuko Cash for translating, Erica Terrique for lettering, of course thanks to Weekly Shonen Jump and Shueisha for giving this series a chance at all, because otherwise I wouldn't have known about it. And then thanks to Viz and Manga Plus, where I would read in it, for hosting the English versions. I don't know if it'll get English releases for the volumes. I think in total there'll be 4 or 5, I think, something like that. I think 5 in total, so it'd be interesting. If it comes out in English, I'll probably get it. I really like the series. It's a special series to me now, regardless of how it ended, but sad to see it go for that. But also, you know, a little relief. Like, I was getting a little annoyed at the ending because of the route it was taking, and it just wasn't feeling like the original thing it was at the beginning. So, yeah. Let's talk about it more. Like I said, I'm so happy to talk about it. You can leave comments, find me on social media, The AC Stories. Email me at theacstories@gmail.com. Or, hey, I have a Discord you can join. We can talk about this, even though it's over. You can talk about all the other stuff I do. Little community there. It'd be great to have you. Build that up. And aside from that, I do have a Ko-fi $1 tier. It gets you shout-outs and a special Discord channel in my server. And then $2 tiers, you get access to all my notes, any bloopers, stuff like that. And it helps me a little bit financially, which would be great. So I would appreciate it if you do want to do that. But links to everything I just mentioned will be in the description, like always. But hey, if you liked what I had to say, go and give this a video a like. If you want to keep up with what I'm doing aside from this, since it's over, go ahead and subscribe. But that's all I have to say about this chapter of Fabricant 100 and the Fabricant 100 series as a whole. So sad to go. But until next time on whatever I'm doing, I'm the AC. Thank you so much to everyone else. Bye.